Every once in a while, I find myself saying, I've been doing this for 25 years, and I've seen almost everything. Until I come across something I haven't. On this day, on site at Coalinga High School in the Central Valley of California, every 15 minutes is on the scene. You see, prom is just a few days away. Today is Thursday, prom is Saturday. This is Coalinga's attempt to educate and persuade students not to drink and drive, as recent historical occurrences are tied deep to the population that live here. My name is Joe Clossy, and you're listening to the Traveling Principal podcast, where I bring to you trends and solutions in education from all over the world. On today's show, we're going to address how one school educates the population about the dangers of driving accidents, especially when the driver is impaired. You see, I come here monthly and am fortunate enough to work with such amazing educators and leaders out here. A good portion of the staff drive from as far away as Fresno, which is over 1 hour from here, so the commutes are over 2 hours per day. Coalinga does all that it can to redefine what's possible, redefine tradition, and the norm of education, going far beyond for their students and staff. And bringing in every 15 minutes is an example of that. History shows that in simple conversation with those that work here, someone knows someone who was either the driver or the victim of a drunk driving accident. These roads out here in a world surrounded by agriculture are long and straight until they're not. All of a sudden, after a straightaway, you're driving like it's a car commercial around sharp turns that switch back and forth. Because the school has lost so many over the years, some linking to the night of prom, this is what the school does. Via an application process, the California Highway Patrol will come to your school and conduct the every 15-minute exercise. This means, literally, every 15 minutes, the loudspeaker will display a heartbeat, and then it flatlines. This symbolizes the impact that a drunk driving accident has on someone's life. And this goes on all day. As we learned in the presentation, in the 90s, every 15 minutes, someone would die from a car accident, a drunk driving accident. They were able to make an impact in 2010. That statistic went to every 30 minutes, and in 2020, it went to every 45. So this is pretty gnarly to link the logic, nonetheless. I was in a meeting with a new teacher at 8 in the morning when the first announcement of the heartbeat came over the loudspeaker. We both stopped, and you could see the visible impact that this had on her. We went into a conversation about how she lost someone, and as Kurt Vonnegut said, and so it goes. On this day at 10:30, an assembly will be held impromptu and outside. The CHP, California Highway Patrol, stages an accident in the street outside of campus. Students all bear witness. Someone dies as well. It's staged, and these actors play the parts perfectly. Student volunteers come and with makeup are carted away in an ambulance, and parents are even notified by the police. All of this is recorded. The victims, quote unquote, aren't allowed to communicate with anyone for 24 hours after this as well. Everyone simulates what it would be like to randomly be in this situation, and the impact is more than powerful. The impact is almost too much, as you can see the visible emotion on the students' faces during this exercise. You see, earlier I said that this was impromptu, and that's because the kids did not know. Students had no idea. They did see cops around campus, but the administration said that they were conducting random searches and kids bought it. I think they even may have done a few as well. This also meant that when cops showed up to a house and told the parents and the family, this was wild for everyone. In the time I spent on campus talking to students and staff about it, I learned two wild side stories from the staff that were in school and how this experience impacted them. The first teacher stated that she had an older sibling who volunteered as an actor for this process and wasn't clear with the family about the specifics. When cops called the sibling's class, this teacher, but when they were in seventh grade, okay, the cops called the class to inform her that her sister had passed, and the kid nearly lost her mind because she thought it was real. Another staff member I spoke to, her name was Anne-Marie Scaldi. Miss Scaldi is an amazing new music teacher at Coalinga High School, and she recalled what her experiences were like during every 15 minutes when she was in school because she was also an actual volunteer actor.
While this is going on, I'm fortunate enough to be with Miss Scaldi, who is a music teacher here. And when we in conversation, I found out that when she was in this high school, because you came here as well,
Lemoore,
they did this exercise there, and she was a student. So they pulled you out of your class?
So I actually didn't go to class at all that day. I went straight to the room where they started doing makeup.
Okay.
So I was in normal clothes, just like what I'd wear to school, and then they started doing makeup on me. So my makeup was a bit more intense than students that were getting pulled out of class.
Okay.
But I decided to make it look more realistic, so a lot of blood. There was like the synthetic skin parts they'd put on my face.
Really?
Yeah, so it was pretty intense.
And then you staged the accident, but you were the character that had passed?
Right. So I was in the car with the drunk driver, and I had not passed away on scene, but I was in pretty grave condition. So the firefighters had to come use the jaws of life and cut the car off in order to get me out.
Wow.
And then they loaded me up on the helicopter and sent me off to the hospital. So flew over.
And then you were later pronounced?
Yeah. And then they tried to do CPR at the hospital, and then I was pronounced dead.
Oh my goodness. Now, did they speak to your family? Like, how did that go?
Yeah, so my dad is actually a firefighter, and he coordinates all the first responders for the Lemoore High School when they do it. So he's familiar with the program, and he wasn't thrilled that I was part of the program, but knew it would be a really good learning opportunity for me, and that it impacted a lot of people, so they were okay with it. It was really emotional, I think, for all of us, and brought up some like tough conversations with our previous family experiences.
All right, guys. It looks like we lost power.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, they were supportive of doing it.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that.
Of course.
That is wild.
Yeah.
What you just heard was Miss Scaldi at the actual event, which was going on, obviously, in the background. I pieced together a bunch of other recordings, and here's what I was able to get for you as well.
I'm live on the scene right now at Coalinga High School campus, where the Every 15 Minutes crew just went into the first classroom. It was a music class, and the entire camera crew followed behind CHP, who was going in first. They're going in to pull the first student out. I'm not too sure what's going on. In about 10 minutes from now, the entire campus is going to be filled as all the students are going to be released from class and they're going to come out. I'm watching now what seems to be a Grim Reaper, a person set up in a Reaper outfit, and they are walking with the student who was selected. It's a phenomenal display of reality. I don't know how that would have went down in the classroom. As they're preparing for the scene, my first thought was they put two junk cars in the middle of an intersection. So I was wondering if that could have been done any better. But then I see what they did was puncture a hole in the windshield of the one vehicle and literally stage one of the students in the hole as if they had crashed. They have makeup people creating what is now looking like a very real accident. They're spilling red paint that simulates blood everywhere. There's a camera crew set up. As it looks like this is a full functioning production. In addition to that, I can see in the second car, it looks like they have a second person that is fine. And so that's also kind of interesting here, as we'll have somebody with some guilt on their hands over the next 24 hours of this exercise. This is quite a production that CHP puts on, and it's evidenced by what seems to be at least 15 different firefighters, police officers, and then the same number of crew members that are video production, sound production. The actors, et cetera, seem to be volunteers as well from the school. And the school did put a fake graveyard with fake tombstones of each of these students in the grass that you can see clear as day in the front of the building. So that's also a pretty wild scenario. In a few minutes here, the entire school is going to be let out, and we'll bring to you some updates during that time.
What you'll hear next is actual footage from the every 15-minute accident scene that took place in front of the school. At this point, the entire school is outside. Everybody has circled around a major intersection that's completely closed off, and everybody is listening to and watching this.
911, please, for the emergency. Hi. Yeah, I was in a crash. We're stuck. I'm in a blue car. We need help. Please.
Where are you at?
I'm right in front of the school, like in the flags. And we're trapped. I can't get out. Please hurry.
Okay, sir. How many vehicles are
there? It's two. My car and my friend's car. It's a white truck.
What are you in? What vehicle are you in?
I'm in a blue car. Small car. Blue car. I have four friends in it.
Are they breathing and conscious?
I don't know. I think they're conscious. I have no idea.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm going to get my officers in there, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Please hurry.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 18. I have a license. I'm 18.
Okay, and what is your name?
I'm Caleb.
Okay, Caleb. Has there been any alcohol or drugs involved?
I don't know. We need help right now.
Okay, sir.
This next clip will show the dedication from all of the different first responders and emergency service providers in this area. There were firefighters, ambulance, police, sheriffs, you name it. Everyone was there. Just listen to this.
On the foot of the car, it looks like you got a broken left arm. Let me
know. Can you hear me?
At this point, services are on the scene. And they're tending to the victims.
Conscious, not breathing, light pulse. Sir, go ahead and stay in the car for me, okay? Stay in the car right now until we have EMS going up.
The whole school is out here watching this.
You're going to be okay. You're going to be all right. How's she doing? How's she doing? Light pulse? Light pulse?
I wondered as I watched if this would be good practice as well for the first responders, as they spared no expense. Bringing out the jaws of life was really powerful to see. Listen to this.
At this point, they did the jaws of life. They took the top of a car off, and they're in the phase where they're talking to the victims. The whole school has been out here watching. We've been doing this for about 25 minutes at this point. Everyone is paying attention.
So admittedly, some of the students were getting a little bit talkative while this was going on. I don't know if maybe it was just the way that kids were trying to deal with it, etc. But until the police took the driver out of the person who was responsible, and they did a sobriety test in front of everybody. Just listen to the reactions during that time.
At this point in time, they're interviewing the two students who were driving, and they're doing a sobriety test on the first one. The coroner has been called. They did pronounce one of the students dead. The Grim Reaper stands in front of them. The other students have been taken away in ambulances, fire truck. And they're going to run through the sobriety test in front of the whole school. This could be definitely the most impactful part, because the message that the school district is trying to send to these kids is when you drive drunk, this is what happens. And so to instill the truth, as well as some fear of what this experience is like, in addition to what it does to others, this has been extremely impactful. The fact that you have the entire population of the school, it's 95 degrees outside, everyone minus like maybe 30 are standing in the sun surrounding the scene in the street to boot with no shade, and they're all watching. You could hear a pin drop, and there's at least 800 people outside. This is wild.
What I later learned on the second day, which we'll get to in a minute, but that student from the sobriety test had to call his dad from jail, had to go to a cell, and was not allowed to communicate with anyone for 24 hours. Throw in that factor of simulating they are gone or arrested because of this accident, and this is more impactful than almost any demonstration I've ever seen on a campus. On the following day, students go into an assembly and are told about the entire incident as well, since all of this was a surprise to them. All of this was not supposed to be communicated with students, so they think it's real, or the impact is more authentic anyway. And that was the intense part. Simulating a tragedy at a time like now, when we are still learning to bounce back from a huge one, this is a layer for all of us here. The impact of this message is palpable. Looking at a crowd of nearly 800 students and staff as we stood in 90-plus degree heat, watching a sobriety test be conducted on a driver to determine the cause of a crash, I saw faces that were 100% into that scene in front of them. Some with tears, some consoling others due to the effects of watching the scene unfold. Some students were talking to each other, and although I know kids will be kids, I felt this was an effort to distract themselves from the obvious. At a time like now, we're fragile. We're in the long haul of the school year in mid-spring. We're facing testing and finals while still cleaning up the backlash of a pandemic. Some schools are just seeing an impact on their efforts, while others are still trying to figure that out. All of us are trying. This is evident. I wondered how impactful this was to hold such a traumatic experience for students to see. Throwing in we're fresh off the pandemic, the history that everyone brings from their own past experiences, as many of them have lost someone they know or love due to an auto accident. But also considering that an accident has already happened this year with students on a sports team, the risk of this message brings debate. Do you shelter students a year longer to stave off such a traumatic possibility because we're all still dealing with our own versions of our own issues? Or do we confront these issues head on? Educate and remind again when it comes to something that can be controlled. What otherwise is the purpose of school if it's not to better the outcomes of the community at large? With prom only one day away and at the same venue that requires the windy road to get to will be traveled on by all of the sold-out participants in the festivities, Coalinga High School administration put all of their cards on the table in trying to create a peaceful and safe outcome this year. They went all in, left no gravestone unturned, as with every 15 minutes, students who were in the accident from the first day were the same faces all students saw on the tombstones on the front lawn of the campus on the way into school, repeating the message of caution and safety. That second day was just as powerful. Having an amazing English teacher put in the late hours and stitch together the footage that most of us didn't see because it was the backstory, and brought persistent sounds of held back emotion as the footage ended in the arrest of the impaired driver. At the assembly, the police walked the arrested student down the aisle of the auditorium, and it was visibly impactful. I give great praise to Coalinga High School staff and administration for putting on such an event. I know that must have come with a factor of extra social and emotional issues that were weighed heavily before and moving forward. And I'm glad that they took the risk. You can never harp enough when the message is something this serious and has taken so many lives of those in the community. I hope this show was inspiring. If you'd like to learn more about it, you can find them on Every 15 Minutes associated with the CHP site. And thank you for going down this road with me. I know this show was a bit different, but one that I hope will continue to provide you with what you need to know in the world of education today. I'm Joe Clossy, and I'm your traveling principal, signing off with a quote from Linda Clyatt Wyman when she said, "So what? Now what? When the going gets tough, what are you going to do about it? Because if you're going to lead, lead." See you all next time.